You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Like the man said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Ms. Copper.
Good day. It's already Thursday.
It's already Thursday. I know. We're going to have some good stuff today. I mean, we got you doing Copper's Corner at the top of the 3 o'clock hour.
Right.
We got the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson coming on at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. It's one of my favorite days, having these segments that you guys do. Listen, by the way, there is breaking news literally as we speak. I mean, I'm sitting here watching it. Did not see this coming today. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is literally on the news as we speak, announcing that the Biden Department of Justice is filing a civil lawsuit against Texas regarding their abortion ban. Copper, I know that that can be a topic for your show on Sunday.
That's right.
How inflammatory is that? They are so intent upon aborting children that they're going to go ahead and sue to make sure they're allowed to continue the abortion industry. The very idea that states should not be allowed to have a sovereign right to pass these laws. So I'm anxious to see how Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, the one who we would not put in the Supreme Court, praise God, back in the day, is now going to file suit on behalf of the Biden administration to try and repeal the law passed lawfully by the legislature, and the governor signed it in Texas and recently affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court. All right. We'll see how that goes. I'm betting, as a lawyer, I'm betting that he's taking his cue from the fact that Chief Justice John Roberts made it very clear in his dissent that they were not speaking as to the constitutionality of the matter, which is probably what they're going to try and do now. They're going to try and find some constitutional carve-out that says that they can do this. But I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, the fact that the Supreme Court of the United States upheld that state law, that's a new day, folks. So this is frustrating on the one hand for conservatives who are pro-life. But at the same time, take heart, because I am seeing right now, I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, we would not have had a Supreme Court decision like that. Wouldn't have happened. Would not have happened. But now we do. Now we do. And right now what's happening is abortion activists are the ones having to climb uphill on a decision for the first time in decades. And that's a good thing. And I'll ask you this. Are you frustrated yet? Are you? Good. I hope you are. Because until enough people get frustrated with the increasingly left-leaning policies that threaten the way we live and breathe, there won't be any change. But I have said it before on this show. I feel a change brewing. I can feel a shift. I used to work with kids full time. You know, part of that eclectic resume I've got in both ministry and counseling, I became a firm believer in what we call experiential education, which is just a fancy way of saying we take an activity and translate it into life lessons. And for a period of time there, one of those modalities that I used was to teach sailing. You know, nothing big, just those little 2 to 3 man boats, you know, little sunfish boats. And we'd usually use open water in Pensacola. Near Pensacola Bay, and you get to where you can read the wind, you know what I'm saying? You get to where you can see it and feel it. You can watch the shear across the tops of the waves, and you can feel the breeze, and you have to pick your course. Like, you got a target in the distance you're shooting for, so you set your target, but then you have to read the winds. And even sometimes you have to do what's called tacking to and fro, where you're literally going at a zigzag in order to catch the winds and keep moving in the right direction. Keep those sails and those rudders and the wind all in proper alignment. All right, why am I saying all that, Phil? Where'd you go, Phil? You just went into sailing. What I'm saying right now in the figurative sense here is that I'm reading the winds of public sentiment, and I can see and feel a fresh wind right now, a trending toward the right and a departing from the left. I mean, break it down into segments. Credit where credit's due here. A devotion by Dutch Sheets that my wife and I both look at quite often this morning referenced these things, and I'll call them spheres of influence. And these are like the pillars of our society, the different aspects of our society. Look at them individually, all right? Religion, family, arts and entertainment, government, business, media, education. I'm seeing trends in all of those. If those are indeed the things that weave together to make up the fabric of our society, then look at each one of them and tell me you don't see some changes happening. I mean, just right now, think about the changes you're seeing in each of those arenas. Like, for instance, churches growing despite the pandemic and pushing back on government mandates right now. I mean, we got churches that are saying, no, we're not closing anymore. We have a right to gather. Or how about the Little Sisters of the Poor winning their lawsuit against Obamacare mandates? Or look at this one. A renewed sense of the importance of family in our society is really taking shape, and you're watching parents take a far greater interest and a more active role in their kids' interactions with government, like schools and that kind of thing. How about businesses? In the business community, we're seeing businesses springing up that are designed to give conservatives a voice and a protection. Things that were never there before, like we talked about 1819 Media yesterday. We've got this thing called RightForge, which is a conservative platform for you to hold your website on. We've got companies that are putting their resources into promoting conservative causes and outlets. What about education? Education is being scrutinized like never before. I mean, look at it. It really is. It's in the news constantly. Parents are flocking to school board meetings. Teachers' unions in many states are now considered the antithesis of anything good for education. School choice is on the rise. We've had some major school choice legislation in other states, and we need more of it in Alabama. What about media outlets? Well, I mean, look at it. Especially conservative news and opinion is growing like never before. You got all kinds of new networks out there. You got OAN and Newsmax and Blaze TV, multimedia platforms. 1819 is one we just talked about yesterday, this radio show. I'm just telling you. There's more movies now you can take your family to. Those are gaining traction again. And then what about government? Government corruption's being uncovered more often than not. Vocal opponents to governance are growing. Conservatives, real conservatives, are saying enough and running for office on their own. So look, I ain't saying we're there yet. And those wins are pretty fickle sometimes. Sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off. We may have to tack hard and put the helm a lee to catch the wind. But there you have it. We got to catch the wind to stay the course. So you watch that thing, that place of influence you believe is trending in the right direction, and you put your rudder hard over and swing that sail into position. All right, Phil, nice analogy. What are you saying? What are you calling for? Well, pick one. Pick one of those spheres of influence. Let's pick one right now. Education. How's that going where you are? Are you concerned about liberal policies in local education? I'm not talking about big statewide and national. Just pick your locality, all right? Are you concerned about things like critical race theory in your curriculums? Are you concerned about vaccine or mask mandates in schools? Are you concerned that your child is in a failing school and you want to know why? Are you hearing that there's trends that are calling those things out? Well, catch that trend. That trend, that movement, that voice of other people, that's the wind I'm talking about. And then go attend that next meeting, start a social media page, knock on some doors, call the school board for information, call your state legislator, ask them for help, get on the PTA, run for the school board. I'm saying catch the wind, folks. Don't let it blow by. Don't let it blow by. And just determine to let somebody else handle it. Because if you do, if you catch the wind, you'll be amazed how many will follow you. And that's the only way you can ever expect there to be change. Real, meaningful change. You got to catch the wind, and you got to stay the course. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, news. News breaking as we speak. As the Department of Justice under the Biden administration challenges the Texas abortion ban. Well, you know what? The thing I like about it is this is a case where the liberals are the ones having to climb uphill in the halls of justice and not the conservatives. Yeah, that's a new day. All right, folks, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. You can also listen live online at rightsideradio.org. Where you is there we is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.